The Republican bill approved by the U.S. House is bad news, says Tom Bell, president of the Kansas Hospital Association. It shuts the door on expanding Medicaid eligibility for those states like Kansas that haven't yet acted, while giving more money to states that have.
The difference in dollars between what this bill allows expansion states to continue to have and non-expansion states is tremendous.
Kansas 1st District Congressman Roger Marshall voted for the bill. He says it provides money to help Kansas providers care for uninsured patients. But Bell says it's only a quarter of the nearly $1 billion that expansion would provide. Not enough help, he says, for a growing group of struggling Kansas hospitals. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.